Okay, so the meta programs, the meta program elicitation I'd like to teach you. Thank you. The meta program elicitation I'd like to teach you is an 8-minute elicitation. So you can elicit the information within 8 minutes, find out everything about that person. You'll be able to tell them a whole lot of stuff. Hey, Wendy, do we have the copies that we made of the meta programs elicitation? Yeah, let's hand those out now. We're going to hand you out. They should be stapled together, right? Yeah. Wendy's going to be passing out some metaprogram sheets that you can use for doing your elicitations with. So you can, and she's going to give those to you now. So we'll wait just a moment until we've got those. Any questions on what we did just went over or just covered? Nope. Okay, not yet, huh? Not yet. Who here, I need a demonstration subject to elicit these metaprograms with. So who would like to be elicited? Elicit. I didn't say who would be like to. Oh, do you? Okay, yeah, Connie, why don't you come on up? So Connie, what do you want in a job? What do you look for in a job or a career?
Extraordinary income.
Oh, and I'm going to stop you just for 1 second. I'm more interested in how you think, not as much what you think, for the purpose of this.
Okay.
So at times I may ask you questions, and if I get enough information, I may stop you just because I've already heard what I need, and I may move on. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So extraordinary income. What else do you look for in a career?
Creativity.
Uh-huh.
The ability to teach others how to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. What do you want in a car?
In a car. I want one with a heater.
Uh-huh. What else?
I live in Seattle. It's really important to have a heater in Seattle. And windshield wipers. Uh-huh. In a car. What do I want in a car? Mm-hmm. I want a car with automatic transmission mm-hmm. and air conditioning and
okay.
I want it to ride nice.
Good. Why are you choosing to do what you're doing in the context of your career? Why are you choosing to do what you're doing?
Why am I because I choose to be independent and I want to work in an cloistered environment. In other words, I want to be in business for myself. I want to be my own boss.
Mm-hmm. Why else?
Why else what?
Are you choosing to do what you're doing?
Because I have the ability to help others attain financial independence.
Okay. How do you know when you've done a good job?
My partners are successful.
Okay. How else?
I'm financially compensated.
Okay. How do you know when your partners are successful?
I can measure their income.
Okay. And what is it about, how do you measure that income?
Well, in my ability to observe whether or not, you know, their lives have been transformed by helping them attain their goals.
Okay. And how specifically would you observe that and know that?
Well, I'd know that because of the changes that occur in their lives that are observable for me to see.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. How do you know that a coworker is good at his or her job?
The results they produce.
Okay. And how would you come about knowing that they've produced those results?
Well, they advance, they expand, and they're compensated for it.
Okay. Would you see that? Would you have to hear it? Would you have to do it with them, or would you read it? How would you know?
Well, I would know it in the beginning because I would mentor them, and then I would be able to see it.
Okay. All right. How often does a coworker have to demonstrate competence to you before you're convinced?
Generally, a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Once could be, you know, yeah, they got lucky, but, you know, twice
sure.
I'm fairly convinced.
Right. Do you know what you need to do in order to increase your chances for success on the job?
Do I know what I need to do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you know what someone else needs to do in order to increase their chances for success?
I do.
Do you find it easy or not so easy to tell them?
I find it easy to tell them.
Okay. When you come into a situation, do you usually act quickly after sizing it up, or do you do a detailed study of all the consequences and then act?
No, I act quickly.
You act quickly. Okay. Tell me about a work situation in which you were the happiest, a one-time event.
Let's see. One-time event. I was the happiest when my team was the most successful in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. And what about that made you happy?
It made me happy because everyone on the team benefited and was able to enjoy the mutual success that we all had.
Mm-hmm. What kind of role were you playing there?
I was a team leader.
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's see. Tell me about your favorite restaurant. And why is it your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant has great food.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good food. I don't care about atmosphere as long as food's really good.
Yeah,
but I don't like really noisy places.
Right.
Real noisy places. Like Joe's Crab Shack, huh, Donna?
So let me ask you a question. If you and I were to do a project together, would you want to know all the details or the big picture first?
I'd want to know the big picture.
Big picture. And then would you really need to know the details?
I'd like to know an overview of the details.
Okay. Look at these boxes here. What's the relationship between those three boxes?
Well, they're the same distance apart.
Actually, typically when I do this, I would draw the boxes on a separate sheet, but I wouldn't show her my sheet directly. Yeah, but,
okay. Yeah,
so they're the same distance apart. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Two of them are horizontal and one of them is vertical.
Uh-huh.
They're all rectangles.
Mm-hmm.
Together the three of them form a uniform rectangle.
Okay, good. Thank you. Let's see. Tell me about a work situation that gave you trouble, a one-time event.
I was coaching a person, and I had laid out what needed to be done in order to accomplish the results that they were looking for,
mm-hmm.
and they did not follow through with the plan of action that we had agreed upon. So they were unsuccessful at the project, and then they blamed me for it.
Okay. And how did that give you trouble?
Well, it gave me trouble because they weren't accepting responsibility for their own lack of action, and they were seeking to blame me when the whole premise was completely understood by both parties to begin with. And that just gave me trouble because it was frustrating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that perhaps I didn't communicate well enough to let them know exactly what was expected of them.
Yeah, okay. What I'd like to do is just ask you for a moment to just stop and point to which direction is the future for you as you think about it? Like, which direction does the future seem like it is for you? And the past, which direction would the past be? Okay, does any part of that run through you, the past or the future? Like, any part of your timeline as you think
oh,
about
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it goes right through me.
What was the last thing that you said? What was the last thing you said to yourself just before you got up this morning?
Ouch.
Okay. Is that the last thing? Anything else?
Let's reframe that.
Okay. What was the last thing you said that before you actually got up?
Up and at 'em.
Up and at 'em. Okay. Good.
That was before, before I remembered I'd pulled a muscle in my back. So.
Okay. Okay.
That's when I went, oh, shit. Was that going to be on tape?
What was that about? No. Well, yeah. But that was, so before you, right, but was...
It was up and at 'em. It's time to get up.
Yeah, of course it is. Okay, good. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, you don't have to leave yet.